Victoria Sponge, Little Hills and a quiet bay in northwest Anglesey. What, if anything, could these have to do with the end of the last British Ice Age? Well, I'm Leanne Hughes and I'm part of the Anglesey mapping team for the British Geological Survey, and I'm here at a sunny Kemlin Bay on the very northwest tip of the Isle of Anglesey. Although this area is usually known for its spectacular colony of sandwich terns, I'm here to find out more about the intriguing story of drumlins and ice sheets. Now, if you've ever been to the area and strayed beyond the delights of Beaumaris and the Holyhead ferry terminal, you may have noticed that the island's covered in many small hillocks which are about 50 metres high and up to half a kilometre long. Now, these features are called drumlins and they're a product of glaciation. They tend to form in corridors of fast-flowing ice called ice streams, and this happened here in the Irish Sea and is currently happening in West Antarctica. Now, I'm stood next to one of these drumlins on the coast, and the sea, which is looking rather benign today, has eroded a slice through the middle of one of them, so we can see what it's made from. Now, if I scrape a little bit of the weathered sediment away with my trowel, it's quite hard in this area. Can't get through. You can see that it's a very grey mix of clay, silt and fragments of rock, and it seems to be a glacial deposit made up of a lot of the underlying hard grey-green bedrock. So the ice sheets moved around and worked a lot of local material up and deposited it. Now above this there's a thin layer of yellowy orange sand which cuts through these other two units, and finally at the very top, where I can't quite reach, there's another glacial deposit, very mixed, which contains more rocks that aren't derived from the immediate surroundings. It's much browner in colour and it feels a lot sandier, so it's likely to be made up of the rocks the glacier has transported down from the north. Now, it's all very interesting digging around in the sand and everything, but what does this actually tell us about the ice sheet? Well, there's clearly these two deposits, so these two phases of deposition. So the glacier didn't just advance down in one fell swoop and dump a single chaotic mix of material. And secondly, there's this sandy layer injected between the two other units, which seems to be a hydrofracture. And hydrofractures are created when the high pressure water at the base of the glacier finds a way to escape into the sediments and even the bedrock sort of surrounding it. Now, for this to happen, there's got to be a marked decrease in the overlying ice pressure. And for this decrease to occur, there's kind of got to be a thinning of the ice above. In Anglesey, there are also very few, on the west of Anglesey, there are very few sand and gravel outwash deposits that you normally get when a glacier melts out. And if you combine this with the hydrofracture evidence, it can indicate that the Irish Sea ice sheet deglaciated quite rapidly, possibly in this area. And the findings here on Anglesey could link into the story of what's happening in West Antarctica right now, and could help us understand a little bit more about the behaviour of ice sheets, which isn't bad for a rock equivalent Victoria sponge cake.